And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has switched to emergency diesel generators after losing its external power supply for the sixth time since the Russian invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with more details. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met Monday in another bid to resolve a standoff over the debt ceiling. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with more details.
Narrowed on a 2024 budget year cap. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The head of the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi.
And there is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and Papua New Guinea signed a pair of security deals Monday during a rare visit by the U.S. Secretary of State. The agreements are part of Washington's broader attempt to counter China's influence in the Pacific. But the region wants more sustained engagement from the United States, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
Under the new agreements, U.S. forces can access airfields and ports in Papua New Guinea. The U.S. also pledged tens of millions of dollars to boost security cooperation. The deals will be fully transparent, vowed top U.S. diplomat Anthony Blinken.
We are deeply invested in the Indo-Pacific because our planet's future is being written here. And Papua New Guinea is playing a critical role in shaping that future.
Blinken's visit is the latest attempt to show U.S. commitment to a region with growing Chinese influence.
That is VOA's Bill Gallo reporting. New York's top office holders on Monday called on federal officials to expedite the work authorization process for the thousands of migrants who have arrived over the past year alone. Reuters' Krista Kilburn provides some insight.
Our immigrants helped build this country.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams and New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Monday called on federal officials to expedite work permits for thousands of migrants, many of them asylum seekers, who have arrived in the city and state over the past year.
More than anything, we need changes to the work authorization policies that will let these individuals not have to wait months and possibly years for that legal status.
New York is currently sheltering over 40,000 migrants in hotels and school gymnasiums.
That is Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. The European Union has slapped Meta with a record $1.3 billion privacy fine and ordered it to stop transferring users' personal information to the United States by October. Meta, which had previously warned that services for its users in Europe could be cut off, vowed to appeal and asked courts to immediately put the decision on hold. The company said Monday that there is no immediate disruption to Facebook in Europe. The decision applies to user data like names, email addresses, messages, viewing history, and other information that Meta and other tech giants use for targeted ads. The legal battle followed former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden's revelations of electronic surveillance by U.S. security agencies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.